Hey fighters, what's going on? All right, so today, listen, I'm actually driving right now and just wanted to share some thoughts while I'm tooling around the town here with you. And that's to protect the experience that you provide for your customers. Everybody's looking for an edge. You're looking for an edge. I'm looking for an edge. We all look for an edge in our industry. How are we going to differentiate? How are we going to stand out? How are we going to prove our value? You know, how are we going to justify that we're worth the money that we're charging? If you're listening to this show, if you're part of our community in any way, you're probably on the upper echelon of what you're charging and the way you run your business and some things like that. And I see a lot of threads. This came from seeing a bunch of threads over the weekend here that a lot of contractors are all bent out of shape by these lower price guys. They're going in there, you know, and they're winning the work. And sometimes you're scratching your head going, what the fuck? You know, I'm offering a better material and I have a better company and we've been in business longer and all this other shit. And these guys are undercutting me and blah, blah, blah. So just led me to really think about, in my experience personally, in my own businesses and those that we work with, one of the common denominators I see of businesses that continue to sell their work at higher rates and make whatever the competition is charging irrelevant, which is really what you want to do, is having a fanatical focus on the experience that you provide for your clients. And what that means is, guys, the experience starts with the first time they ever lay eyes on your brand. They ever see your truck, they ever see your logo, they see a billboard, they see your website, whatever it is. That first interaction sets the tone. And just be honest right now. Like, what's the first impression of your company right now? If you're driving around in a vehicle that ain't wrapped and doesn't look like you have your shit together, then you need to fix that. You know, if you got a yard sign or a business card or some sort of logo or whatever, your company identity that you created yourself, I love you, man, but chances are it sucks and looks like a fucking blind fourth grader did it, okay? Because you're trying to fit too much shit on in your business card and all this other crap, or you got a font that's hard to read. There's a million different things we can go at here, guys. But the point is, what's that first impression? That sets the tone for the experience. Or maybe the first impression is the first time they call your company. What happens then? You know, a lot of you guys, you know, we call people back. People call us and they go, hey, we want to talk about some coaching or one of your programs or whatever it is. And someone from my team will call them back and we'll get a voicemail like, yo, leave a message, you know, or some shit like that. Or, you know, it's just not setting the tone in the right way, my friends. Okay. Are you answering your phone? Are you returning your calls? How about when they're on your website? Okay. When they're on your website, is it easy to find shit? They fill a form out. Do you actually get back to them? Not too long ago, I was looking for a contractor for something in my own area. I filled out 4 forms on websites at night. I didn't get a call back from anybody for at least 2 weeks. And it was only one guy that called me back 2 weeks later. Yeah, these are the same people who are like, oh, there's no fucking work out there. Marketing doesn't work or whatever. All right. So, guys, that's the front end of things, right, with the experience. What's it like working with you? Is it easy to work with you? Then we get into the actual job. And all these things matter. But this is really where I believe the rubber meets the road. And if you want to excel, if you want to charge more consistently and not get pushback, make your competition irrelevant, guys, I'm telling you, focus on the shit that every contractor fucks up, okay? Think about it right now. What's the first thing contractors screw up? Number one, communication. Kind of just addressed that before this. Most home improvement contractors get a bad rap because we suck at communication. We don't answer phone calls. We don't return phone calls. We go out and we do a bid, but we don't send the quote to people for days. All right. Somebody calls and they say, yeah, we want to schedule the job. And then you go dark for fucking 3 weeks. And then you call them the night before the job and go, hey, we're coming tomorrow. All right. You wonder why fucking people have a problem with contractors. We suck at communicating. I tell you what, here's the deal. Give a shit about communication as much as you give a shit about the fucking tool you buy. Because some of you guys put in like crazy amounts of time researching a fucking tool, okay, and you don't do dick to become a better communicator in your business, okay, which one of those is costing you more money? All right. So be fanatical about the way you communicate, because that's how most contractors blow it. Next is the actual experience with the project. Okay, what's going on? Are you just showing up and invading the home or property and they have no idea what's going on? Again, back to communication, because you didn't communicate what the process is, how it's going to go. They don't know when you're going to be done. They don't know when to fucking pay you. They don't know if to pay you. You don't send an invoice. Your guys leave a mess. I mean, just think about it. All right. And we've all been guilty of this at one point or another. But, you know, I could go back and give story after story after story of how our team, just the way that we conduct ourselves on a job site, the cleanliness of the site, the way the guys were, the way we parked our trucks, the way we treated people. We weren't blowing snots out of our nose in the fucking driveway as we were, you know, walking in the morning or whatever. Guys, all these things matter. They send a message. All right. When people complain about contractors, most of the time they're complaining about everything except the work. Okay. Yeah, these guys started and they disappeared for a couple days. And then when they showed up, they just wanted fucking money again. All right. You know, or it was a mess, or they didn't communicate well, or yeah, they ended up with the final product was good, but God, it took a long time to get there because, you know, I couldn't communicate with anybody. I never knew what was going on. I didn't feel like anyone understood what we wanted, or they didn't give us the scope of work they promised that the sales guy promised. One of the secret sauces to being successful, like mega successful, you guys, as a home improvement contractor, is protect the experience. What is it like working with your company? Ask some of your customers. And don't go, hey, was it great working for us? Seriously, pick up the phone, call them and go, hey, Bob, you've used us 3 times. I really appreciate it. Or Bob, you just used us for the first time. What could we have done better? Like, seriously, I got thick skin here. Tell me, what was a pain in the ass about working with us? And then shut your mouth and listen. All right. Every one of our businesses, guys, has things that we can improve on. This is low hanging fruit. This is extremely low hanging fruit. Protect the experience. This also goes into when there's a problem on a job site, what is it like working with you? Sadly, most home improvement contractors are so fucking short-sighted. Number one, they ain't bidding their work right, right? So you guys that aren't bidding your work for 50% or better, you're already starting in a deficit. Then something goes wrong, then you turn into a fucking crab ass and blame the homeowner when it was really you that didn't set proper expectations, blah, 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 blah. And then they want you to redo something or whatever it is, which you should do, but you bitch about it the whole time and you got a bad attitude. Guys, protecting the experience would be like, you know what? I got to take this on the chin. I blew this and we're going to chalk this up to a marketing expense. Yeah, I'm going to go back and I'm going to repaint the thing. I'm going to refinish the thing. I'm going to redo the thing. And it's a learning experience. It's marketing. I can't tell you how many times we repainted something, whether it's our fault or not. It's not the issue. It's what is the experience like working with your company. Most homeowners are not psycho. Most homeowners are not going to try to take advantage of you. All right. Yes, there are some that will never be pleased. I get it. And you need to tell them to get fucked every now and then. Not in those words, but you know what I mean. You need to just say, hey, we've done what we could do. We've honored the contract and thank you and have a good day. All right. But most of us create more problems with ourselves or for ourselves because we drop the ball in the experience. And then when we have to address something, we have a bad attitude about it. Okay? Guys, protecting the experience also shows up in how you train your people. Do you train them where to park, how to knock on the door, what to say? Okay? What do your employees say when the homeowner comes up to any one of them and asks them a question? What's the default answer? Okay? How are we going to clean up a job? What does it mean for a job to be finished? Okay, a lot of you guys never define what a proper finished job looks like in writing in your company. All these things, guys, collectively create the experience that you're bringing to people. And I'm telling you, I promise you, when you guys nail the experience, when you bring the experience up to par with the quality of work that most of you guys are doing, the game will change immensely for you. All right? So listen, appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today. Another thing I want to let you guys know, we got a new little super short little training series on addressing chaos in your business. A lot of us, you know, chaos is our greatest enemy, and we need to create more order in our business. Chaos shows up in a bunch of different ways. Okay, the experience, like we just talked about, or it shows up where, you know, you've got confused people, or you're trying to figure out how you're going to make payroll every week. There's a million different ways that chaos shows up in your business. So if you guys want some good stuff I got coming your way, head to thecontractorfight.com/chaos. Get on a list we have there, and we'll send you a couple videos on some of my thoughts about how to address the chaos in your business. You guys rock. I got to roll. See you next time.